Chapter 4.
My son, do not rob the poor man of his livelihood, nor force the eyes of the needy to turn away. Do not grieve a hungry man, nor anger one who is needy. Do not exasperate the downtrodden, nor delay to give to the needy. Do not reject a beggar in distress, nor avert your face from the poor. Do not turn your eyes from the needy. Give no man reason to curse you. For if in the bitterness of his soul he curse you, his Maker will hear his prayer. Endear yourself to the assembly. Before a ruler, bow your head. Give hearing to the poor man, and return his greeting with courtesy. Deliver the oppressed from the hand of the oppressor. Do not let justice be repugnant to you. To the fatherless, be as a father, and help the mother as a husband would. Thus you will be like a son to the Most High, and he will be more tender to you than a mother. Wisdom instructs her children and admonishes those who seek her. He who loves her loves life. Those who seek her out win her favor. He who holds her fast inherits glory. Wherever he dwells, Yahweh bestows blessings. Those who serve her serve the Holy One. Those who love her, Yahweh loves. He who obeys her judges nations. He who listens to her dwells in her inmost chambers. If one trusts her, he will possess her. His descendants too will inherit her. She walks with him as a stranger, and at first she puts him to the test. Fear and dread she brings upon him, and tries him with her discipline. With her precepts she puts him to the proof, until his heart is fully with her. Then she comes back to bring him happiness, and reveal her secrets to him. But if he fails her, she will abandon him, and deliver him into the hands of despoilers. My son, use your time well, guard yourself from evil, and bring no shame upon yourself. There is a sense of shame laden with guilt, and a shame that merits honor and respect. Show no favoritism to your own discredit. Let no one intimidate you to your own downfall. Do not refrain from speaking at the proper time, and do not hide away your wisdom. For it is through speech that wisdom becomes known, and knowledge through the tongue's rejoinder. Never gainsay the truth, but rather be ashamed of your ignorance. Do not be ashamed to acknowledge your guilt, and do not struggle against the rushing stream. Do not abase yourself before an impious man, nor refuse to do so before rulers. Even to the death, fight for truth, and Yahweh your God will battle for you. Do not be surly in your speech, nor lazy and slack in your deeds. Do not be a lion at home, nor sly and suspicious at work. Do not let your hand be open to receive, but clenched when it is time to give.